Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, this is insane. Rich as a motherfucker and ain't much change. Open my eyes, no surprise, I'm with a different bitch. Different day, different ass, different tit. Strap under my pillow, I don't want legit. I'm not supposed to do this shit, but I forget. The true principles of life are supply and demand. Cause if you never sold dope, it's hard to understand. My man got knowledge of self and my back guard. Find out today's mathematics from that Mac guard. My temper volatile, grew up a violent child. Fuck a boy scout, I ate your ass out. Nigga, nice chain, dice game, try your luck. Shoot a couple head cracks, leave while you up. I'm a fly nigga, my denim vintage. Gold medal around my neck like I won the Olympics.
We came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
You got that?
Nigga, hold up, hold on.
Let J hold the strap, son, it's cool.
Hold on.
We got bail money, whatever.
These niggas, they watching every dime we make.
Y'all niggas gotta chill.
Hold up, hold on.
Be cool about this shit, relax.
Hold on.
We want that deluxe apartment in the sky with a clear view. Instead we get the D's in the rear view. We learn to play the game how it's supposed to be played. And so you know you violate, you're supposed to be sprayed. It's not a big deal to me, stay calm. I shoot the shit out of a nigga, then call a barrel bond. If I don't do this shit myself, better I get it done. Shit on my nigga, you shit on me. We a one, used to do graffiti. Now look, we major, don't make me write my name. Cross your face with the razor. Re-up, new dope, they said it sampled the bomb. This shit could take a two, then we cut the bitch with a one, Watch the face stand in line for the potency. No lactose involved, pure cocoa leaf. You can sniff that or cook that to my belief. That money coming in like we run the street.
Ain't for nothing, now they saying we straight.
That's a bet.
Nigga, hold up.
Buy my phone better.
Hold on.
Nigga, you got a gamble, bro. I'm winning. You losing.
These niggas, they watching every dime we make.
You got the gamble, bro.
Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's up? What we doing? This shit go how I say it go when it's time to expand. So say it's over your dead body and that's the plan. You a gangster for real. You ready to ride. Nigga, you gon' die a bad case of too much pride. Check my DNA, homie, I'm a different kind. Hit the speed dial that quick, I'll get your line. We don't want your block, just cop the work from us. The niggas you call allies can't be trust. That rollie all go, I got the Midas touch. Sometimes it's hard as hell not to touch stuff. On the phone, I heard Ye smack the shit out of kid. Now Jimmy got life, go smack him again. When it's war, it will be war to the end. If they ever say we lose, I start it again. That sneaky nigga spray that semi at your mama crib. With a silencer, we couldn't even hear the shit.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
I don't fuck with them.
Nigga, hold up, man. Hold on.
These niggas is roaches, man.
Hold on.
Dirty ass niggas.
These niggas is watching every dime we make.
Boy, you better be easy.
Hold up.
I ain't playing hold with you, boy. Boy, you must have bumped your motherfucking head or something, boy. I don't give a fuck about that old school shit. Talking about you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah.
Up with Smoke Radio. Up a Smoke Radio all day, every day. I'm gonna be talking that shit today, people. I got a little hate in my blood. Now, I'm no hater. So, before, I'm gonna start this off right now. Nicki Minaj, no way, I'll pass on the pussy. I don't like Nicki Minaj. I don't like all that yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That's first. As soon as I get on here, That's how we're going to open this shit up. The charge. I got that drink in my cup. We're going to talk shit all for the next hour. I'm going to grind this motherfucker the microphone out. Talk to y'all people. Hopefully, I somewhat educated you and you get entertained. You know? What's going on with y'all people out there? Powerful weekend for the dog. Labor Day weekend. You know, went to the cookouts.
Yeah, baby.
I'm moving so differently now. It's crazy. Shout out to my homegirls. But we got to talk about them today.
Yeah, baby.
You know, like I said, man, I got that drink in my cup, and no telling what's going to come out the fuck my mouth here today, because y'all know how I get down. I do want to say something real quick. A lot of people was coming at me about the Floyd Mayweather shit that I played last week, you know, saying that wasn't right, all that, yo, Floyd. But let me give you some premise of what's going on, okay? Some type of beef going on with Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent. 50 Cent said he couldn't read. Some type of fuckery shit like that. So I'll put that out there, and I can't say a lot of emails, about five. And it was just like, yo, Smoke, that wasn't dope. 50 Cent, put him out there. I'm like, listen, I just got the audio. I'm a boxing head. If you know me, I'm a boxing head. You know what I mean? I'm a boxing head. But at the end of the day, I would like to play that audio for y'all. I will play it here in a second. So y'all will hear this whole 50 Cent shit. You know what I mean? And we're gonna talk today. We're gonna build. We're gonna talk. We're gonna have complete fun. But I want to play the Floyd Mayweather shit right now because the shit is fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, he's like, I didn't put this out. This is by way of Power 105, by way of New York. And they wanted to do Floyd, do some type of drop. And, you know, he had to read off of a card. You know what? Let me see if you I'm going to put it on right now. Usually I don't really bring the heat this early in the show, but I like to let it build up. But I'm going to let y'all hear what Floyd had to say when he tried to do this. So let's go. Floyd trailing the read. Come on, listen to this.
Now, if you haven't heard, 50 Cent, and I guess Floyd Mayweather have been going back and forth, and Floyd, yesterday 50 Cent took to Instagram. And
he challenged Floyd to a read-off.
But he was responding to comments that Floyd allegedly said about him saying that him, T.I., and Nelly weren't relevant anymore and don't sell albums anymore.
He didn't say those names, though.
He didn't say their names at all.
Right.
Okay. Let's play what 50 posted on Instagram yesterday.
This is a special ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, and I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. The bucket of ice, man.
Okay.
Play the other one. Play the Cat in the Hat one.
I got a phone call from my man Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy said if Floyd accepts the challenge, then he'll put it on the actual show so you can read it on the show. We don't want to put pressure on you. We know you can't pronounce those words in that Harry Potter book, so we're going to let you read Cat in the Hat.
So listen, when I heard 50 saying this yesterday, right, I thought it was funny, but I didn't really know if Floyd could read or not. But then I thought to myself, when Floyd came up here to the Breakfast Club, I'm sure he had to read drops, right?
Correct.
So at our producer.
And if you don't know what drops are, that's when they just say, hey, you're listening to.
This is DJ Envy, and I'm listening to The Breakfast Club right now.
So I had our producers pull up the unedited audio of him reading drops. Now, this is the drop.
Oh, my goodness.
He was reading. Envy, I need you to time me on this, okay?
All right.
I'm going to read this drop.
Hold on. Let me get my.
Now, keep in mind, Charlamagne's not the best reader either, so we don't know how long this is going to take.
I need the exact time, okay?
This is disrespectful, but
you
let's
ready?
Go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Scribes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourscribes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps business find candidates with the best training. How long was that?
10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds. This is Floyd Mayweather.
Wait.
This is not seconds. Nice.
10 seconds.
This is disrespectful. This Are you sure?
Hey, shut the hell up. I'm always sure. I don't give a damn. Okay? This is Floyd Mayweather reading the 10-second drops I just did.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes... I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support... I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement to support higher events.
Okay, that's enough, okay, guys. So we get the point. That's enough. Please.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, Floyd. Let's get that together. But somebody, they said he was probably, dyslexic or some shit like that. But y'all heard it, people. Y'all understand.
Yeah, baby.
He was struggling reading them sentences. He was struggling. While I'm here talking about entertainment, I would like, in the words of my man Star, I would like to induct Nick Cannon into the I would like to induct Nick Cannon into the Dumb Nigger Club.
Yeah, baby.
Nigga, you left Mariah? Nigga, I would have kept Mariah good.
Yeah, baby.
I don't respect you, my nigga. I cannot fuck with a nigga like Nick Cannon. No way. Nick Cannon is in the Dumb Nigger Club for leaving Mariah Carey.
Yeah, baby.
But by the way, this weekend was kind of dope. Got the chance to see my mans in them, my homeboys out there doing a coach thing, KVL, all day.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to my man Big Zal, Chris Clay, all the homies on the way to an undefeated season once again. Shout out to the rest of the homies in the NKP, R10 Renz, Jay Jack, Swan Money, the rest of the whole staff. Because one thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, it's all, the children of the people.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? But I know you don't really want to hear this shit. Y'all want to hear the nigga shit. Y'all want to hear this shit. But I do got to shout out my men because they're out there making a difference, being hands-on with the children and things of that nature. You know what I mean? But like I said, people, we're going to throw it back today. We're just going to throw it back. We're going to have fun. Like I said, I got that drink in my cup. You know? I'll tell you, it's a little story. A lot of the shit that I talk about, I might post on Facebook, but y'all don't got to hear the expression of what I'm saying. And there's something going on with, especially with what's going around here with fucking by way of food. How you get your food and the way people treat you, shit like that. I don't, You know, I'll tell you a story. I got two stories to tell you. The other day, I went to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I don't really eat fast food, but a nigga was hungry, kind of hungover. You know, I wanted some type of egg McMuffin. I really don't, you know, massage eggs McMuffin because I don't do the pork situation. But I see this the girl, and no disrespect to white girls or anything like that, but she, you know how white people get out the shower and they wear that little that slick, like their hair will be still wet. It'd be like some type of drippings. Like, it seems like their hair, I don't know, like, you know how certain white people do their hair. It's like their hair is still wet. You know what I mean? So I'm watching this chick, you know what I mean? And her hair is dripping. And I'm like, I tell you what. If a fucking drop of that fucking drippings from her hair goes on my fucking egg with my fucking
yeah,
fish.
Baby.
I don't get that shit. The drippings, that can be stuttering. The white girls, their hair be wet, and I'm thinking, I'm watching her prepare my food, and she got the drippings, you know, like that white hair, you know, like she got out the shower, and she just like, you know. And I'm just thinking, like, please, bitch, please don't let none of that drip and get it all my side. My
yeah, baby.
But there's things by way of like this, just the fucking the word I'm looking for, just the food business in general. It's just fucked up. Like, a motherfucker, you order some shit, a motherfucker will just throw your food at you. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? Don't give you no butter for your biscuits. You know what I mean? It's doing wild shit. I'm waiting for my cousin. If y'all don't know, it's doing very, very well right now, man. Hit up my my people's Counting Stacks, Comcast, Silver Meat All Day. Hit them on their, they got a new video out. Maybe I might play the song here in a little bit, but they got a new video out, man. It's jamming. Them niggas is throwing money on that fancy jiggy nigga.
Yeah, baby.
Got the Porsches on there looking good, popping the bottles, doing all that. Yeah, man, we gonna have fun on this show today, man. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna leave y'all motherfuckers having fun, man. We gonna do the fun today, cause like I said, I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? I there it is. Maybe you people can educate me on this one. You know, I fuck around. First of all, let me bring you back. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring you back, okay? And I think I said this on Facebook. You know what I mean? What is the purpose of a guy that's 350 fucking pounds and he got his Zodiac sign tattoo on the back of his neck? Some big black nigger with a fucking butterfly.
Yeah, baby.
I'm at IGA the other day. I'm just trying to score some, some type of nutrition, and it's this fucking this big black motherfucker was in front of me. Black nigger was in front of me. Fuck it, I just caught it.
Yeah, baby.
And he got all this shit, he got all this food, and I look at the back of his neck, and he got a Zodiac sign tattooed on the back of his neck. I'm sitting here, you know, with my frozen goods in my hand, looking at this big black nigga, and then, what the fuck?
Yeah, baby!
Nigga, hit the treadmill. You know? I don't know that, I don't get the new trends that's just going down with certain people. You can't even do the trends. Like, what's the new trend for ladies? What, yoga pants, leggings, you know, all that shit. And it's like, no. If you're a little bit too big, you need to take it off. Take it off. Take it off, because you don't fall into the what the trends are going down. You can't fit that. And I wanted to tell the big guy, hey, buddy, you're not cool. That tattoo is not going to make you cool at all. My nigga, what you need to do is hit the gym. Hit the gym, my buddy. Hit the gym, buddy. I'll give it up to you. Gym. But, like, we gonna keep this shit popping and bouncing. I mean, the thing is, shout out to everybody that's listening to me right now, because I see y'all out there. Ain't nobody hitting the one button, but it's cool because I can grind this motherfucking microphone all day and night. This is easy work for me. Easy work. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is just sit here, smoke me a ET finger, and get this shit popping and bouncing. It ain't nothing. I see my baby girl out there. You know what I'm saying? But like I said before, let me go back again because I'm hot at this motherfucker. Nick Cannon, eat a dick.
Yeah, baby.
You love Mariah. And then y'all see Mariah. Y'all know Mariah. She's a little off. She gets saucy. Y'all remember when she was on that show with Carson Daly on MTV? TLC, whatever. I want to call it that. I don't know what the fuck is called. She's up there getting dressed, undressed, naked, acting goddamn crazy. You know what I mean? I looked at her like, damn, Mariah.
Yeah, baby.
So when this sucker nigga Nick Cannon gets with her, look, come on, let's be honest. Look at Nick Cannon. Look at his face. You can tell the nigga's pimping.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? You can tell his pimp hand ain't just ain't strong. I would have had my wire up in her mansion. She would have never even made no more records because she'd have been too many.
Yeah, baby.
Get Mariah good knocked up. You know, see Mariah? She would have been running around here 265 pounds with chubby feet. some type of muffin top. Come on. Do you know, Nick Cannon is getting his money, but you know how much bread Mariah got? She makes them goddamn Christmas songs and shit. She sells no less than 4 or 5 million.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, no. We ain't leaving Mariah. We're not leaving Mariah. So, Nick Cannon, once again, I induct you into the Dumb Nigger Club. If we invite Nick Cannon there, we definitely got to put Floyd Mayweather in there, too, after what we just got done hearing.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I'll do a shift real quick because this is like a little social commentary because I like to somewhat give you some education while we're popping and bouncing on this, talking about everything that we can out of the sun. But like I said, this is going to be a throwback show. You know what I mean? Yes, I seen the movie Exodus. I mean, no, Noah. What's your man's name from Gladiator? Russell Crowe. And everybody knows through biblical history that, you know, certain these people were Africans. So they have a new movie coming out called Exodus, okay? And it's all basically white people portraying black people, because if you don't know, Africa is the cradle of civilization, okay? So, therefore, there had to be people of color. Moses was a person of color. Noah was a person of color, you know? But Hollywood, they will change it up and have white people play these people of color. They end up being like white people playing, like Russell Crowe playing Noah. You know what I mean? But you need to understand what it's called, and I keep on saying it. It's a play on words. It's history. 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 His story. His story. Basically, it's the way you want to tell your story. Hell yeah. I would love to see Brad Pitt play Malcolm X.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Which white girl's name that I love to death? Have fucking Taylor Swift play, have Taylor Swift play Rosa Parks?
Yeah, baby!
You know what I mean? Have Taylor Swift get in the back of the bus? Because it's his story. This is not... If you just want to know the story of the story, you're not going to find it in the movies. You're going to do your own history and do your own research. You know what I mean? Like I said before, fuck it. I want to see Wesley Snipes star in a movie and play ex-president Bill Clinton.
Yeah, baby.
You know? Fuck it. Because it's history. This guy's watched these movies, and you take it literally and think, oh, that's what it is. Oh, they got Russell Crowe playing Noah. We know he's black. But, hey, they could give a motherfuck. What I would tell people, go out there and do your own thing and get it popping yourself. Fuck it. I'm about to make me a movie. It's going to be Rocky 7. And I'm going to have my nigga, Paul Walker, playing the heavyweight champion.
Yeah, baby!
Because it's history. This is what we do. Now, I, you know what I mean? Just let that go. Don't get mad at them people when they do that shit. You know, people get up in arms. Boycott this movie. You know what y'all got to do? If you don't like it, just don't play.
Yeah, baby.
That's it. You know what I mean? I'm going to take a real quick music break. I hope y'all stick around. I see my lines are sealed up right now, and I thank everybody supporting me. I'm going to take a real quick song break because I'm supposed to get my cousin Pistol Pete on the motherfucking line. And we're going to talk about some things about local hip-hop and do rappers have to live out their lyrics. So I'm going to do a real quick song break. Try to get him on the line real quick, you know what I mean? So I'm going to play, shout out to the homie Cody, Top Flight, the whole circle, T-Grizz. The whole circle, lick a shot at the guys.
Yeah, baby.
Top Flight, everything. So I'm going to play their song, that's unreleased for their new mixtape and one song, and just come back. Let me try to get this guy on the line so we can get this the real talk talking, and I'll get right back at y'all people. Up at Smoke Radio.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Money stacked up. I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high. You need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King
Kong. Got nothing on me. King Kong got nothing on me. I flow like the river and sting like a bee. You pussy ass niggas got nothing on me. My cheek, she love on my cheek. Caucasian and have a patchy. I keep it 100, go deep in her stomach. She loving it down on her knees. My team flexing, 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 flexing it. And none of y'all niggas can't stop it. I be hustling, hustling, hustling. Keep a couple hundreds in my pocket. My saliva like hot fire when I'm spitting on the mic. If the money rude or evil, gotta do wrong so I can't get right. I know
niggas
that keep a couple pounds in them streets. I know
niggas
that keep a couple rounds of the heat. I know
niggas
who's trying to get the money like Montana. I know
niggas
spending about money, then niggas used to be broken knees.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Uno, dos, tres. Watch out, nigga, we getting them pesos.
Peso.
Killing instinct like I'm Jado. My team, nigga, get that Yayo. Got your money like Lego. Don't try to rob me, blindfold. You'll fuck around, not pin you down. Put your ass in a chokehold. If they want me, come and get me. Nigga like me be moving swift. Out here on that gorilla shit. Came straight through, killing it. Go here with that monkey shit. Straight from the jungle, Jumanji, bitch. Hands can't hit with the eyes can't see. Rumble in the jungle, I leave. Who wanna run with me? Living in the belly of the beast. Close in the middle of the street. Lay with dogs, you'll come up with fleas. Back alleyway, side street. New came with you, might find me. Never tell a nigga where you might be. Top flight boys right behind me.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Beating on my chest, I'm the king of the jungle. Take your bitch about your arm, that's what I call a fumble. Got something for you niggas if you wanna rumble. Tossing niggas out the ring like Royal Rumble. Making money like a king, that's the royal hustle. My team so fucking fly without even a flexing the muscle. Where from, they bust you. For that money, they rush you. If you ain't no day one, no new niggas, I don't trust you. Yeah. Out here, we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids, we send your ass back to the playground. Yeah. Out here, we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids, we send your ass back to the playground. Let's go.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust plane. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
I feel like King Kong. Hell yeah, nigga. I'm back. black people. I just lined that up. We're gonna get into that conversation in a second. I just talked to the famo, but the nigga got to give me a second. I got to get my shit off real quick. But I'm gonna bring him in online. You know what I mean? Because we ain't gonna do it now though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna bring him in. Shout out to my cousin Pistol Pete. You know what I'm saying? The whole movement, Tape Monster. You know what I mean? It's too many cats to even name. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to even say names of people because I always forget people. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be on that high shit.
Yeah, baby.
But let me get back into the program, people. Like I said before, if y'all know me, y'all know me. I got that drink in my cup. Doing a damn thing here live at KT Studios. You know? But like I said, I'm a rehash a lot of things. You know, a lot of people, you know, not a lot of people, but people ask me, why did I even go try to take this route doing radio? It's because that the Facebook thing, the Twitter thing, like certain things that, and I say this to everybody, and if you talk to my man, Big Cow, you know what I'm saying? You know, which was, you know, I'll tell you a story about that later. I'll tell you a story about me and Kyle later, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is you have to hear these people because a lot of shit that a lot of people put up, I can name drop a lot of people. Say my man, Jay Jackson, JBL Ramon. I mean, follow these guys on the social networks. You know what I mean? And a lot of things that they say, it can't just be left there. These are like our conversations. You dig what I'm saying? Like these are our conversations. So I'm like, at the end of the day, I got to get on the fucking radio, man. I want people to hear my diction, and the guys. Like, when I mean my diction, you got to hear how I'm coming off. You got to hear how I'm saying it. I want you to hear me. Like, that text shit on the thing, you don't hear the expression. You don't hear the feeling. So now y'all can hear me. You hear what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from. So, because a lot of them brothers, they put out some good shit. And I'm like, hold on. Talk about this for at least an hour, just this right here, this one conversation. We need to have this. So I said, you know what? Motherfuck that. I'll just do my
business. Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? I want the people to hear me, where I'm coming from. And also, if you disagree with me, you can always hit that one button, and then we can debate. We can debate, you know, right now. No disrespect. We can have a debate, and we can do it in front of the people. Not this Facebook shit where we're going back and forth, and you don't understand what I'm saying, or the Twitter thing where you don't understand what I'm saying. No, let's go on fucking radio. Let me see how intelligent you really are. Change my mind. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm not all knowing. I'm not all anything, you know? But I know I stand for something, and I know my points and my views. A lot of people cannot debate me in this platform. But we're talking about going like this, where I will not delete you. I will not mute your button. I will let you get your shit off. You know, there's a guy that, you know what I'm saying, from the 347 area code, okay? He's out there. But, like, we go through some shit. He's listening to me right now. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to take some type of picture of it to show you his area code because I can see everybody's area code, you know? You know, I tune in today. Shout out to my baby Tia.
Yeah, baby.
You know, so I know I can see him. And we disagreed about this Tupac thing. And he's telling me, you know, Pac was a real dude. And I'm not saying that he wasn't. But I'm saying that when Tupac blamed Biggie Smalls for that shit, it was a publicity stunt. He knows who shot him. You know what I mean? He knows who did everything to him. He said it in the song. So this guy would troll me or hate. And I know it's all in fun because he's a Tupac guy. I know it's all in fun. But I'm like, listen, Tupac said it himself. In a song, he said who set him up in this song. You know, Biggie Smalls had nothing to do with it. So I played the record where Tupac said that he knows who did it, and the guy still won't let it go. Because people don't want to hear facts sometimes, because it challenges them to change. They don't want to change. Some people don't want to change. So if I give you a fact and say, listen, my dude, Biggie Smalls had nothing to do with the Tupac shooting, and I'll play a song from Tupac that shows you, and he names all the people who set him up. So, am I wrong for that? You're trying to troll, like, you're not, like, I know it's all in fun. Like, but you're so much of a Tupac fan, and that's the thing with the Floyd Mayweather thing. Like, don't fan out with these people. Don't fan out with these alleged superstars. You're putting these people on a pedestal. So when I do that, the Floyd thing, and show him not being able to read and not know how to read a 10-second drop, which is insane, then people come at me and try to say, oh, I'm wrong. Oh, that's wrong. You put the boy Floyd out there. Da-da-da-da. Listen, that shit is funny. I'm not invested into these people like certain people are. If Floyd gets to work, he gets to work.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not caught up into that. Like, I like shit like that to show the flaws. But back to this guy, I play a song from Tupac's mouth that says who he says who set him up and wet him up. And I said, and he names it, Jimmy Hinchman, Haitian Jack. You know what I mean? Those are the guys that set him up. It just so happened that Biggie was in the same place at the same time. But those guys that shot him up were some real street dudes. I mean, please, just give a fuck about this. Google the name Jimmy Hinchman. Jimmy Hinchman. Jimmy Hinchman. He was the geek. He was in the music industry. He was in the game. He was actually, now that I think about it, he was the games manager. What's your man's name? Sean Kingston. But this nigga was a gangster. He was the guy that actually, he was the guy that shot at Suge Knight or had his goons shoot at Suge Knight at one of these fucking parties. Like, so he actually he's in jail right now for some type of drug trafficking, and he actually snitching on itself, trying to get out of it and telling on itself and saying that, yes, I'm the one that set Tupac up. I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that did it, because he's trying to snitch on everything to get a lesser charge because he allegedly was selling drugs. You know, I mean, you know, it's a whole story. That's a whole story that I don't want to touch right now. But I'm telling Jens guys, the Tupac Biggie situation, listen, if you just don't know how Hollywood works, all press is good press. You know? All press is good press. Like, y'all see it, how, you know, Chris Brown, the you know, put Rihanna in a headlock last night. That gets them clicks and responses and things of that nature. So that's what the Tupac thing was. He signed a 3-album deal with Death Row. How much, you know, how can you sell records? But the conflict with a person that's the hottest right now, you try to tear them down. And yes, did Pac do a lot for Biggie? He absolutely did. But like I said in the show before, you got a guy in Biggie Smalls that's 24 years old, people. You got to understand it. We put these guys on a pedestal. He's only 24 years old. And you got a guy in Tupac, you know, to help Biggie out, okay? Help him, you know, gave him some type of swag, put him on the stage. But you got Puffy and Biggie's here saying, like, come on, people. There's three things that I tell people there's nothing you can never get back from. And that's snitch, AIDS, and a rapist. Once that handles out on you, you're fucked.
Yeah, baby.
So that's not good business for Puffy. You get what I'm saying? The align is built like, you know what I mean? The align, to be aligned with a Tupac, yes, that's your man. But you don't know the circumstances. Only thing they see is that this guy is accused of rape. Definitely want to separate yourself from things of that nature. And you got to understand, guys, when we look at Biggie Smalls and Tupac, we look at these guys as big figures. Uh-oh. Somebody hit that one button, but hold on. But we look at these guys as big figures, okay? They were only 24 and 26 when they died. These guys are babies, people. Could you imagine you being 24 years old in Biggie's case, and you're just seeing this money, and you got a guy named Puff Daddy in your ear saying, listen, and you're from the gutter? You're from the gutter? And this guy's saying, listen, I know that's your boy, but he just got accused of rape. You know what I mean? So for your career, why don't you distance yourself from this guy until everything goes out, you know, dies down? Now, Pac's in jail thinking like, God damn, you Big Papa, you the king of New York. You this, you that, and you can't bail me out, or you can't throw me a bone and look out for me. So he's hot. He's mad. You know? He's upset that this is a guy that I looked out for. And but you got to understand where Biggie's coming from, people. You know? This is your career. There's people that don't want to align themselves with me.
Yeah, baby.
It's just business. But I'm going to take this call real quick, and we'll see what they got to bring to the table. Caller, you're on the air. 724-596. Talk to me. Hello? 724, talk to me. Okay, you hit the wrong button over here. Let's continue to keep it moving. Okay, but anyway, like, that's what it is. So therefore, here's what I'll do real quick. I know I have a lot of music breaks, but just to keep this on point, I will play this song where it clearly says what Tupac tells you in the song. It's called Against All Odds. And I will sit here and pause it for a second or talk to y'all for a second where Tupac will tell you, he'll say, promise to pay back Jimmy Henchman, the word is mine, due time. He'll say, y'all set me up, whip me up, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He'll say it in his songs. So that's what I'm saying. This interview is out there from people from Biggie's camp that says, like, come on, man. Duke says it in a song. He knows who set him up. We didn't have nothing to do with that. We was in the same place at the same time. That's it. He was not coming here to see me or whatever. So I'm going to play this song real quick, and I see you out there, and I ain't going to even say your name. But you know what? Because you're my guy. You know what I'm saying? Follow, if you're on Twitter, follow Bobby. His name is Bobby Electric. He's a Tupac fucking fanatic, and he will never let me just not. It all started because I said that Tupac is not in my top five favorite rappers. And I told him, you know, it's no problem. I appreciate Tupac. I think he brought a lot of social commentary. Early Tupac brought a lot of social commentary into hip-hop. I like the early Tupac. But Fresh Out of Jail Tupac was on some other shit. I like Brenda's Got a Baby Tupac. I don't like However Do You Want It Tupac. But I'm going to play this song real quick, and I want y'all to hear it, and I'm going to talk to y'all through this song because it's called Against All Odds, when it's basically, it's marketed as a Biggie diss record and Jay-Z, and he says all the New York rappers that, which were the hottest at that marker of time. You know, we're talking 9-5, between 9-5 and 9-8, you know what I mean? So he was those guys were the hardest at the time. He's calling out Nas, he's calling out Jay-Z, but I want you to hear it. Now, remember this name, people, Jimmy Henchman, okay? So I'm going to play this Tupac song for y'all real quick. So we're gonna show Bobby, you know what I mean? I see you, Bobby. I got to do this for you, man, because you always be getting at me on Twitter. You always be picking on me and shit. So I got to give it to you one more time, Bob. Here you go. Well, listen, people. Listen.
What's up? One nation. All the time, I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was shoot. This little nigga named Nas, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Drake one dance, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-man, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Puff. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, taking like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. To eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown to the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take me back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention, promise to pay back Jimmy Henchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas just listening. The world is mine.
Hold on.
Wet me up, nigga, stuck me up. Heard the guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I own, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare.
Y'all heard that, right? Promise to pay back Jimmy Henchman. The world is mine. That's what we're talking about. So he said it himself. So he I heard the lyrics from Mr. Payback, Jimmy Henchman. So if y'all Google the guy, Jimmy Henchman, it's, y'all heard it. He said it. He knows that. Now, I think we're going to go to this next level of the game right now. Oh, yes. To the people out there that tried to give me the work about the, what's that fucking LES challenge?
Yeah, baby.
Because it just came out, the information just came out today or the last 2 days that they're only donating, actually, let me put it this way. They're only donating 15% of that money for the AOS challenge to the actual study, and the rest of the money is going to the people. They ended up making close to $250 million for that, and I'll just take it loosely and just say it, like, I don't have my notes in front of me, but only 15% of that money is going to the actual study. Applaud that.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? Because that's what it is. We live in a capitalist society, people. Capitalism has no morals, no base, no fucking value. It has nothing. It's kill whoever you can kill to get to the top. That's what that is. You know what I mean? So now I'm going to get into this hip-hop shit. And maybe, you know what? The thing is about this fucking radio show, people, like, I have a lot, like, I can look at a lot of people and say, you know what? I wish I can get them on a radio show and get them to take to ride out with me, because they got a lot of shit to say. I think they got a lot of things to bring to the table. But sometimes I'll be on some shit like, motherfuck them niggas. I'll take this journey by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby.
I mean, because nobody has aspirations. Nobody has that ambition. I'm not going to say nobody has the ambition like I do. But a lot of people are not aspirations to be on radio to do this. You know what I mean? I open myself up. Like I said, I don't want to put somebody's number on blast. They hit the one button. I tried to bring them in. They didn't say nothing. It's like, I don't know if they just want to call in and give me some type of props, or if they want to come in and, because they disagree with me. You know what I mean? And that's why I like this platform, because there's a lot of shit that I'll say that I might not even necessarily agree with. But I like to shake the pot up to see where you're coming from. And the thing is, if we're talking about this Facebook format, we're talking about these other formats, you know what I mean? Like, I'm on right now. I'm on, like, I don't do this. I don't put my numbers out there, but believe me, people, I'm doing fucking fine on this motherfucking blog.
Yeah, baby.
But I got another caller in there. We're gonna hit that one button. 412-762. I see you hit the one button. We're gonna bring you in right now. What's cracking, homie?
Hey, what up?
It's Spoke Radio. What's popping?
What's good with you? It's your cousin, boy.
Ain't shit. Who am I talking to right now?
It's Reese. It's your cousin, man.
It's my cousin Reese, man. Oh, my nigga. Look at Shaq for my cousin Reese, man.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on, homie?
Hey, not much. Just chilling, man. Just chilling.
Man, I thank you for calling into my show, man. If y'all don't know my cousin's history, you know, was in the R&B group Crave. They was touring, traveling the world with Pretty Ricky, doing the damn thing. What's going on with you, cousin? I mean, what type of moves you making these? Oh, you know what I mean? Congratulations on your beautiful daughter. You know what I mean?
We got a new member of the family.
What type of moves you making these days, cousin?
Basically just writing for real. Like the guy that was in my group, Crave, who had joined Pretty Ricky for a minute, he's doing the solo thing now. So it's like, you know, I'm helping him develop his solo career, in other words. He's working with like a couple, you know, well-known producers that did like a lot of like Mary J stuff, you know. His name is Herb Middleton. You know, just working, man, trying to, you know. I feel as though I need to be the guy behind the scenes collecting all the money, you know what I mean? I like that role for real.
Right.
So, you know.
You know what? It's always better behind the scenes because, you know, you don't get – I don't want to say like the hate, but it's just better behind the scenes. I look at that as myself. I like to be behind the scenes and just do my thing. But like you as a guy that been in the game, like can you as a person that been in the game that toured and actually had a deal and worked with some people, can you give some of these local hip hop artists some advice on how they can handle their business?
Well, for one, it's not easy. You know what I mean? A lot of people think it gets easier once you get a deal. Like, nah, it actually gets harder from that point on, for real. You know, the main thing about it is, like, you got to stay focused to the ultimate goal at hand, which is, like, you know, to get your family in a better position in life, for real, you know, because that's ultimately what you're doing it for. I mean, you do it for the love of the music, but if you're that talented, you know, the money's going to come with it, you know? So it's like, you got to stay focused for real because there's so many things that'll lead you astray for real, you know, that'll, you know, kind of like cloud your vision, you know, and stuff like that for real. It's just about keeping your focus for real. That's all I can really say, you know. I mean, because there's times like I lost focus, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have this phrase. I mean, I have this thing, and I talk to, when I talk to artists, and, you know, I like to tell them, like, listen, I know you're in it for the love of the music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what are you really in it for? And I think, what you're really in it for is to monetize your talent. So I like to tell them that before you even write a song, make sure your business is right and make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Because a lot of these brothers don't know what they're getting themselves. A lot of these guys don't know what they're getting themselves into. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. And they think that, you know, if they make a hot song, you know, the music thing is easy, you know, because that's what we're all in it for. But is your business right? Do you know how to handle your business?
That's the main thing. The business
is
the key part of all that.
Yeah,
the business,
do you know
behind
what
the scenes, that's like the key. Yeah, exactly. The business is where it gets hard acted, where it gets more difficult. It's easy to write the songs and perform them and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But if your team ain't right, you know what I mean? Like the business ain't handled, you know, to a T, it's like, what are you really in it for? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Do you know these things? Like, do you know how to monetize your YouTube? Because a lot of these brothers, man, and it's, you know what? It's good that you're on the line with me because you're from this. You know what I mean? A lot of these brothers get caught up in this numbers game. You know what I mean? They think that their clicks and their likes and comments clicks the actual business. That really, I want to tell these brothers respectfully, that really means nothing. You know what I mean?
Let me break it down to you like this. Like, not only does it mean nothing, like, I'm going to take it back to, like, when was it? It was probably, like, 2005 or 2006. We in the club with Russell Simmons, right? Our first time meeting him, like, yeah, he's heard of us. This is like when he had first, my friend, I think it's like 2005, when he had first came out with the girl group Black Butterfly or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, our management, you know, is, you know, promoting us to him, you know, like, we did a lot of promotions for Def Jam and a whole nine and his and Russell's whole movement. So we sitting down with him, you know, chilling, talking and everything, you know, and then, like, we telling them like everything we've done. Like, yeah, we raised $250,000 for Hurricane Katrina victims and stuff. Okay. All right. What else y'all done? All right. We like, we got 3 number one singles on the radio out here. Okay, what else? You know, it was like a what else factor with everything. You know what I mean? Like, we saying, like, you know, like, we did this, we did that. Okay, what else? You know what I mean? Like, that's how you got to throw for real. And if Russell Simmons is saying this, you know what I mean? It's like, shit, we sitting there, like, dumbfounded. This is crazy from Pittsburgh. We accomplished a lot out here. And, like, we was just sitting there like, damn, like, what does this dude really fucking want for real? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you trying to get at? And, like, his whole thing was, he's like, man, you got to think. There's a million of y'all. There's a million groups like you. There's a million people out there trying to be in your position. What makes you guys so different? So that's the real question right there. What makes you so different than the other rappers or singers or anybody else out there? Why should they pick you? You know what I mean? Instead of the next guy. And that's where it really comes down to, for real. That's how he broke it down to us.
Right. Now, this is my angle. Like I don't make music anymore, but what I try to do is basically for what I know is try to steer these youth, try to just get on a business thing and try to monetize their talent and things like that, because my whole thing about it is, hey, you know where I'm at. I'm in Vandergrift, you know what I'm saying? So I look at the guys and say, you know what, try to monetize your business on how to try to make money in Vandergrift, Leechburg, Apollo, New Kin, you know what I mean? That independent vibe, that old Master P vibe, to where it's like, you know what, you might not make Bentley money, you understand what I'm saying? You might not make Bentley money, but you know what? You can make a, you know what I mean? So, cousin, I made a CD on a, it was a tape, cousin, on karaoke machine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before, like, it was cool to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And I sold like 200 and something tapes for $10 a pop. Now, that's a little over $2,000, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's not enough for me to get a Bentley, but it was enough for me to keep the lights on and pay my bills. And that's
that's enough to create a buzz on you for, like, now, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're in people's households and stuff like that, you know what I mean? That's what a lot of cats don't do now. They don't create that buzz on themselves. They think just because you have something on YouTube or whatnot, you know, you getting a million likes and all this other stuff, like, that's where it stops. Like,
right.
No, you gotta be that person in your own town or your own city. You want people to, like, know, you know, like, okay,
exactly.
Like, for instance, your name is, like,
exactly.
And, like, within that region, like, shit, even, like, out here, you know what I mean? Like, cats know Smoke, you know what I'm saying? They know Marlon, for real. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's the thing.
Dope.
Like, your cats have to, like, like, when you're rapping or you're singing or whatever, you got to create your own brand. You got to make sure people know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep embedding that
Absolutely.
In people's heads. You have to be the man in
Absolutely.
Whatever town or city you're in. You have to be the man. You have to have some sort of following. Like, oh, yeah, Smoke. Oh, yeah, he can rap for real. Oh, word? You know what I mean? That's what you want.
My man.
You know, all right,
like,
let me see what
shit,
he's about.
I didn't.
You know?
I did. It's a, whoa, let me go ahead and go. I didn't even shit.
Yeah, exactly. Word of mouth is the biggest promotion.
Smoke the dog or hold on, Smoke the dog.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing is, what I would like, see, the thing is, cousin, I don't even like to do, I don't even really, like, there's a couple of guys I check on, you know what I'm saying? You know, mostly family members and close guys, but I'm really done, really, with the whole hip hop shit because it's so nasty, and everybody wants to be the man, and it's like, yo, like, guys gotta respect. Like, I respect a guy like Wiz and things of that nature because he brought the sunlight to this area. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no, like, yeah, because though, there's no diversity in rap. Like back in the day, man, you had like cats like Tribe Called Quest. Like, there's no diversity in rap right now, man. It's all one side. It's mm-hmm. all trap rap for real.
Yeah,
it ain't trapping.
Not,
it's like
not
it's
all.
Not hot.
Yeah, yeah. It's but the thing is about that is though, like I have this argument though, cousin. You know what I mean? Not even an argument. I like to interject this and say, look, it's the same way. It's just like, I think it's going back. Like, remember back in the day when, like, you know, because you're not that much younger than me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we used to get those songs and hear the songs on the radio. And actually, let me just erase that. I would like to just tell all the local rappers, and I mean, if you agree with me, if you disagree with me, just interject when you feel like it, that the music industry, there's no more. It's no more music industry. Like, you got these 360 deals, all this type of
mm-hmm.
stuff, and it's like, I don't understand, like, and I respect anybody. I like to call it the nigger deal, you know, respectfully. Like, they'll give you that nigger deal and give you that quarter million or whatever, but now, with the internet, I don't even understand why people are looking for deals, because as long as you set up your shit and you can go directly to your fans, you can go, like,
yes.
Can you imagine back in our day when we came up and we could go straight to Big Daddy Kane's page? You understand what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? Like, we can directly go and see, you know what I mean? So I look at the new guys, because I'll put it out there, and they're like me, you know, I'm 38 years old, and you know that, you're my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to rap, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to show these brothers, like, well, I don't understand why you're looking for a record deal. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like,
the thing is, that's how cats like Master P and them got so rich for doing it independently, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But now, like you said, like,
with
the internet and stuff like that, there's cats I know out here, like, one of my homeboys, he's an R&B singer, you know what I mean? Like, he's one of our producers as well. But, like, he released something, like, his own stuff on, like, iTunes and Amazon and all that, and he's doing pretty good, you know what I mean? I'm like, damn, that's what's up, you
right.
know what I mean? With no real promotion and all that.
It.
That's the only reason why you need a label is for promotion, you know what I mean? But
exactly.
If he got friends and stuff
day,
like that, I'm very
in this day and age, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off, my brother. Continue.
You good.
But in this day and age, you can just go straight to the internet. You don't even need distribution no more. Because even when the deals were going down, we was like, I don't know about you, I can't. We was looking for P&D deals, you know, press
mm-hmm.
and distributing.
Yep.
I don't
press
need
exactly.
you for nothing. We'll do everything in house. So now you can even take the P&D deal out, and we can just go directly to people and sell our singles for 99 cents on iTunes, you know, because that's
uh-huh.
like you said, you only need the label to make you look like you're popping. Anything
exactly.
else, you go directly straight to your fans, and you're fine. Like,
and then at the end of the day, all that stuff they're promoting, that's all recoupable funds. They getting that back whenever
mm-hmm.
you sell your records. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you failing off top. Not to say you failing, but.
And that's what they don't understand, that a million records sold doesn't resonate to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't. I mean, I think you can agree with me on that one. A million records sold doesn't mean you're going to make $1 million. Because
exactly.
you have all these, you
that's
know, recoupable funds.
That's
you
one
know,
of the things,
artist, doesn't?
Yeah, that's
you
one of the things
position.
I was talking about. Hey, shit, that's one of the things I was talking about, like, how I like being the guy behind the scenes now, because when you're actually the
mm-hmm.
artist, like, I mean, like, I've been on both sides, you know, now it's like
mm-hmm.
I've been the artist and I've been in management and writing and stuff like that. It's like, when you're the artist, everybody else's palm degrees before yours, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you're paying off producers and paying off, you know what I mean, like, promotions and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, like, damn, you know, now you left with a couple of dollars literally to split between two other guys. You know what I mean? There's three niggas. We got to split all this up, you know what I'm saying? For shows, we get like, you know, $2,000 or something. That's like, you know, it's really not that much for, you know, for the three of us and shit, you know what I mean? You still got to pay management and stuff like that. It's like, damn.
Exactly. And then, in your situation, I mean, like, can you educate, like, there's a lot of things that, I mean, you probably can't talk about, and you know what I mean? And I, you know, because it's your personal business, but, I mean, can you just tell these people that the music industry is dirty? Because you guys were, a lot of guys had the talent. I mean, just tell them, like, can you tell them?
Like, sure, I'll keep it 100% real, like,
Hold on real quick, cousin. Young guys used to go out and open up for Pretty Ricky and all them guys, which was still the show, and they would try to muffle you guys and try to, you know, not actually blackball you guys, but, you know, just try to tell you to turn it down and don't do this and don't do that because you're overhyping the show because you're still in Pretty Ricky shine. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Oh, tell the people about that.
Yeah, that was on like that was on the late night special tour. Late night special. That's the album where they had the on the hotline and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Those songs and whatnot. But like that particular tour, it was us. I think Trey Songz was on a couple cities. I know Sammy was in a couple cities. But it's like, you know, we did a nationwide tour, and I think our very first city that we performed in was New York City, because they started in Boston, but we got there. It started in Boston, but we didn't get there until, like, the third or fourth city, which was NY, you know. So we got up there, and it's like, we already had knew them before, you know, from, like, a few shows out here. And from, you know, talking to them, you know, and keeping a good rapport, you know, we from out here, so we, like, you know, we thinking that might be our ticket right there. So we just, you know, got buddy and chummy with them cats, you know what I mean, and made sure we kept in touch and so they can invite us on their tour.
Mm-hmm.
We did that whole thing. That led to, I mean, we put one of the greatest shows we ever had together. You know, he dealing with, like, three talented cats for us. So it's like, and we were all in shape at the time and stuff like that. So in our show, I mean, especially me, you know, I'm thinking I'm like the R&B man.
Oh,
I'm out there.
Nigga. Hold on. My nigga, we know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, man. So I'm out there like ripping my shirt off. You cool, guys. I'm out there like ripping my shirt off, trying to pour water on myself. You know what I mean? Just, you know, doing it for the ladies, pretty much. You know, so it got to the point where, like, we was causing so much, like hype, and like not only that though, before the, like, we made it a point before the shows, being that, like, the crowds already knew Pretty Ricky. Every time we went to our sound checks early in the day, whatever city we went to, it's like there was already groups of, like, chicks already out there. So what we did was we had, like, had our glossy pictures and stuff like that and CDs, and we were just giving them out to people and all that. So therefore, it's hours before the show. Therefore, they can pop our CD in, you know what I mean, find their favorite jam that we're probably going to perform later on that night, and they have pictures and everything else. So therefore, like, we already created a buzz on us in whatever city we were in, and plus we hit the radio stations with them, so it was like we made sure we created that buzz before the show, so where it's like it's even more of a hype, and it's like, you know, everybody used to call them, like, some ugly niggas back in the day, you know what I mean? So it's like now it's like you're dealing with us, and I'm trying to be, like I said, I'm out there trying to be the man for real. You can't tell me nothing. Like, man, I'm from Little Old, I'm a young country boy from Little Old Pittsburgh, you know what I mean? And you got me in NY and then Kentucky, and you know what I mean? So I'm going hard every show, you know? And by the third show, it's like, you know, y'all ain't allowed to, like, take y'all shirts off no more, and then you ain't allowed to, like, pour water on yourself. And there was a segment in the show where I dropped my pants and just had on my boxers, you know what I mean? I couldn't do that no more, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, so by the fifth show, we just like, damn, what the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man, these niggas trying to sabotage everything. We used to talk about that shit in our rooms, and then it got to the point, man, they just said, fuck, we just kept going us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think probably that lasted, like, two shows, and after that, like, man, we doing us, dog. I'm not toning down my show because, you know what I mean, they insecure about, you know what I mean, whatever they insecure about.
And educate me. Wasn't like you guys supposed to be like about to sign to them or?
That's actually who we signed to, for real. It's like actually we had a few joints, we had a few deals on the table, you know what I mean, like when we came off the tour, because there were a lot of reps from labels and, you know what I mean, A&Rs and different people, you know what I mean, because mind you, like, it was them, there was Trey Songz from, you know, certain cities and Sammy and City to City. This was like, you know, when they were all like at, you know.
Trey Songz is on there with your dad?
Like, no, he's not on, like, he was on that tour. That's what I'm saying. So it was like, you know, from, like, all these different cities and stuff, you know what I mean?
This is a young up-and-coming Trey Songz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did a few shows with him. Like, so it's like A&Rs are, you know, in different cities from Atlantic to, you know, whoever else, Universal and stuff like that. You know, so by the time we came off the tour, we had a few deals lined up, you know, but it was like 2 weeks after we came off tour, we went on 106 in Park for their Wild Out Wednesday, which we ended up losing to some group from Philly for real, you know, by default.
Right.
You know, but right after that, I think, matter of fact, it was a week after that, it was like before the next Wild Out Wednesday, I remember Terrence J said, you know what I mean, like, actually, I wasn't even watching it, I just started getting phone calls. I was at work, you know what I mean, I started getting phone calls, like, yo, congratulations. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we heard you just got signed. I'm like, you know, matter of fact, cuz, this is family from Alabama hitting me up, you know what I mean, like, yeah, congratulations, cuz. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, we heard you just got signed. I'm like, I'm at work. I ain't signed nothing. You know what I'm saying? And, like, remember how 106 in Park, like when cats probably used to watch it, because I don't watch that no more. It played the repeat played, like, the next morning or something. I watched it the next morning. You know, it was a Wild Out Wednesday joint. And you're like, yeah, you know, the group from last week, Crave, you know, from Pittsburgh, has just been signed by, like, Pretty Ricky. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
So once it was, like, said on the air that we'd just been signed by Pretty Ricky, it was, like, all the deals just, all the phone calls stopped for real. You know what I mean? Because the way labels are looking at it, it's like...
So basically, they laid a flag on you guys.
Basically.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm asking you to educate me. They laid a flag.
Yeah, basically, that's what they did.
I want people... Because, like, you're insider over insiders, and I didn't even expect it to go here. But now that you're, you know what I mean? I didn't even expect it to go here. I thought that you was going to just, you know, chime in. Now that we're here, like, that I want these people to know that even if a guy puts you on, like, okay, they went up there. I mean, I'm just going to just talk as a guy in my bedroom, nothing to do, just, you know, they went out there. Put you guys on, okay? Like, at the end of the day, they want you guys. If they want you on, they obviously see some talent in you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So, this is what I want to say, like, to these people. I'm not really actually directing this to you. People, this is how it works. People will put you on and still try to muffle you. Like these,
yeah, basically.
The guy Crave was Pretty Ricky's artist, basically, and they were still like, you would think that they would want them to do good because that would, you know, in a nutshell, you know, let's be clear, that would be more money for them if they would, if you guys do good. You understand what I'm saying? But you guys were so much a threat to them, they tried to muffle you.
Yeah,
you know
the thing
mean?
Was,
and
is like when we got with them at the wrong time, because like as soon as we got with them, I remember like I was real cool with Pleasure P for real, you know what I'm saying? So I remember like when we get down there, and we start like going down on a regular basis. I remember like, I used to never see him and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like he hit me up like, yo, what's up, fam? You know what I mean? Heard you in town, da 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 da. You know, I'll try to make it pass. Meanwhile, like you know, like we recording in the studio with all the other cats, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, just Baby Blue, well, Diamond from Pretty Ricky, you know what I mean? He was like, basically, he's the president of the label. So it was like, that's what we were mainly around. The other cats came through here and there, but Pleasure P would never come around until like one day they had to do like a clean version of one of their jams for BET, for one of their videos. And dude, like, you know what I mean? He spiled me up in the kitchen and was like, yeah, he's the only one that called me Reese. Everybody else called me Hollywood. He's the man, like, for real, Reese. You ain't about to see me no more, fam. Like, for real? Yeah, I mean, he's just like, yeah, you ain't about to see me no more. And that's like, I kind of, you know what I mean? Shit, I told my fellas, like, yo, bro, like, check out what this nigga just said. You know, he said, you know, and then, like, a couple weeks later, that's when he announced that he was leaving Pretty Ricky for real. So it was like, they already had, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, when we was on the tour, that's how crazy that was. When we was on the tour, they had a tour bus, and this nigga rode with his girl, you know what I mean? And, like, in the 300, it's like when them fresh 300s, like, came up. You know what I mean? He was driving behind a tour bus with a shorty for real to each city. He didn't ride on a tour bus with them. Like, that's how, like, we seen through that. We like, yeah, something ain't right with that. You know what I mean? We just left it alone. And then, like, once we got down there, that's when, like, dude said he was leaving the group and all that stuff. And it was like, that was like the beginning of the end and the craze for real.
So you already knew, you was on the cutting edge of it. You already knew that before we even knew it, that the Pretty Ricky shit was going to be a bust because it's the way how people were moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah, basically.
And
we knew something was up, you know what I mean? But
okay, now since we're here, now we're here. So now this is a full flat-out interview, my nigga. Cousin, I love you.
That's why I called in, cousin. You know what I mean? That's why I called in.
All right, now, let's segue to this. How did the, now you go from that, now how did the little flip situation come into play?
The little flip, that was way before then. That was just like from us doing our thing out in Pittsburgh for real, you know what I'm saying? Already had songs on the radio and stuff like that, and like we knew folks, you know what I mean, as is, you know, just from like, before we started recording, we were promoting for every record label. You know what I mean? Every major record label we promoted for. So it was like we already had a rapport with labels and, like, certain entertainers for real. So a little flip thing, like, once he came into town, you know what I mean, we knew some of his peoples. So he ended up being at the studio, like, where we recorded at Mindbender at the time. I think it was out in Dormont. I think it's still out in Dormont now. I'm not sure. I don't know. But, like, he ended up being out there, and we get the phone call, like, yeah, like, matter of fact, my manager, like, Big D, like, hit me up, like, hey, flip out here, I might as well come on out here for real, you know what I mean? The way he talking, you know what I mean? We gonna just, like, record some jams tonight, so we're like, word, but, like, we out there,
right.
Next thing you know, like, you know what I mean? We blazing up with him, you know, he's making syrup and shit, you know, so it was like, shit, we got it in, we made a couple songs, a song for us and a song for him.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Did they get a little flip? Have you sipping the syrup? Is a little flip? Have you sipping the syrup?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Sure.
Because the thing is, And it's dope that.
But he was a cool nigga.
You're my
though.
Cousin.
Like,
what you say, brother?
Nah, I said he was a cool dude.
Like,
he's a cool nigga.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's dope that you're my cousin and you walk this path. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know how the industry is full of fuckery. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah, period.
And sometimes, and you're some talented brothers. Still are, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
sometimes a lot of these brothers don't know it's not really about your talent, it's about your business. You have to have the right team behind you out for your best interest. You know, the likes and comments and all that shit don't really mean nothing. If you don't have a buzz, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know this, cousin. You know, actually, you know more than I know because you actually walked the path. I read books. I didn't walk the path. I did a couple of shows for a couple of guys. But a couple, you know, majority of my shit I did myself, you know, put up my own money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And have my own shows. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you're a guy, I mean, that's standing there. Is it like, in your honest opinion, you know what I mean? Because I'm not putting you on the spot or anything like that. Better to go ahead and try to go ahead and build your own brand and try to just start from scratch and do what you got to do, or is it better to go ahead and take a record deal?
Honestly, it depends. That honestly depends on someone's motivation and their own drive within, for real. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people say they got it, but they ain't got it. You know what I mean? Like, it's all on a work ethic. If your work ethic ain't there, like, it's like, you know, you see cats going hard, you got to go even harder. You know what I mean? You can't do what everybody else is doing. You got to go harder than all of them, for real. And that's the thing, you know, especially nowadays, because this ain't the same industry it was a few years ago, where people actually went out and bought CDs. You know what I mean? Cats don't buy CDs and tapes and stuff. Everything is online. So it's like
snippet CDs, and they used to get the snippet CD, and you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And the promo CD.
Exactly. This ain't that day and age no more. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, nowadays it's kind of trial and error. You got to hope somebody's going to, like, you know, buy your shit for real, or, you know, without downloading it, you know what I mean, for free and stuff like that. But, like, years ago, you didn't have to worry about that. You know, a cat may burn a CD here and there, but ultimately, like, you want to go grab the whole CD, you know what I mean, to see, like, what's in the inside covers and all that stuff. And, you know, that's what I did. I always been a music head, so I want to see, like, okay, who wrote that jam, who produced that jam. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading the thank yous. I did that with every CD and tape, for real, you know. But nowadays it's not like that, you know what I'm saying? Everything is so digital, and so, you know, it's like it's not even the same effect.
Yeah. It's almost
to some
like
degree.
It's getting cursed. It's almost like, I would like to say like this, cousin. It's almost like a gift and a curse, because as an artist, you can go directly to your people, okay? But it's the curse is that everybody's doing it. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy now. Like, remember, you come from the era. I'm not that much older than you, but like, remember in our day, you know what I mean, you had to go to the studio, and you, like, I know the studio I was going to, I was paying $45 an hour. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I would get 10-hour blocks for $450 or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I would have to just, like, because you're putting up your money. You know what I mean? So I would, like, when I would go to the studio, everything was damn near all memorized, because I knew that was my budget. But
yeah,
now,
you ain't have time to,
like,
be wasted.
Damn, if you got an iPhone, you know what I mean, you can just fucking make a record today. You know, like, now there's no more engineering, there's no more real beat makers. Everybody can make a beat now, the whole Fruity Loops and all that shit. Like, nobody uses the MP, nobody fucks with the SB-12, you know what I mean? So it's so disposable. But it's dope because now that we can, like, if you want to buck the system and say, fuck corporate, because we can say, you know what, I can just go, like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not peeping, but you know your numbers as far as your Facebook followers or your Twitter followers or any social network you're on. If you make a record or make a song, you can go directly to these people because you have a talent and you're dope. You know what I mean? Let's be clear. Like, let's be clear. My cousin pipes on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby.
Put some pipes on him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But it's dope and fresh that you can go directly to your audience and make it. But now you have people that are not you that are not, that have no talent at all. But now with the social networking, it's so flooded and saturated, because at the end of the day, if you've got an iPhone, you can set up a studio on your phone. You know what I mean? And everybody's making music now. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? How can these brothers separate themselves? And that's what it is, because anybody can, cousin? You know, the social networks make anybody be what they want to be. You got online comedians. You got online, you know what I mean?
Online everything. Yeah,
they're all online everything. Like, you know, socialists, democrats, they're tyrants. You can be whatever you want to be on online, because there's no checking that. There's no, you know what I mean? You can always, everybody can hop behind it. You have internet intellectuals. And the thing is, cousin, I'm glad you called in, because it's like, this is my new platform. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that y'all brothers say, and I can tell you this right now on the Facebook, and be like, no, my brother, I love you. You know what I mean? No, my cousin's family member, we got the bloodline. So, you know what I mean? You're stuck with me. You're stuck with me. But there's a lot of things that I look at you, maybe Cousin Aaron, my man Big Zal, and, you know, a lot of brothers. You know, even cats that you might be friends on Facebook that I'm, you know, and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
He just said, we can't leave that here. This is a half-hour conversation. This is an hour conversation that we have to talk about. That's why I got on this radio format and said, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, some of the status these brothers are supposed to, you know what I mean, myself and other brothers, and there's girls out there like, no, we can't leave that here. You know what I mean? You can't live that here.
Exactly.
We need to talk about this. You know what I mean? We need to go in, and we need people to go ahead and that's what it is with me. Like, I don't want to make this. That's so dope that we're having this conversation right now, because you just basically educate these guys, because you come from the industry, you did it. You was on tour with Pretty Ricky. You had deals on the table. And you already know this business, this music game ain't like what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of politics. You got guys that's trying to put you on, hitting on you, basically. Like, you know what I mean? They should want you to take your shirt off more, pause button, and throw water on yourself. You know what I mean? Because that is the way, which would resonate to record sales for you, which will resonate more money for them. But they were so stuck.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to speak for you, but I'll just speak in my opinion. They were so stuck of just trying to be the man. And it's like, they weren't even thinking of their bottom line. Is that, you know, you can make money off these guys. Let them do what they do. And that's what it is.
That's the thing. I don't think they
individual.
Saw that.
Like, a lot, like, you know, I, like, cousin, I reach out to a lot of people, okay? You know, of course, you know what I'm saying? But it don't be about the shine. I look at the talent, and I don't want to be a part of their movement. I don't want to be all in their videos, but I just look at them and be like, yo, absolutely, you're popping. I have a, like I said, man, I would like to tell you, though, like, you're in the manager, you're managing now, right? You're behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yep. That and right.
It's making me, being a manager is a fucking headache.
Yeah, period.
It is. It's a fucking headache.
Exactly.
It's a fucking headache. And, but, like, at the end of the day, now that you're here, now that you're here, because I was going to, you know, I was going to have some type of conversation about rappers living their lyrics, but maybe I'll save that for next week, and we can go super in on it. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, you're gonna do this every Wednesday.
You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna have a round table with that one. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I have a lot of things to bring to that table. You know what I mean?
Are you on every?
But,
you on every Wednesday?
Yeah, we on every Wednesday, and what I would like to do, cousin, you know what I'm saying?
All right, that's
like,
cool.
Now that I have this machine, like I'll put it out there and to all the listeners, like I would like I'm on every Wednesday, right? But I would like to have a pro like me and my my whole, like I'm big, like I'm able to have a 2 hour show every day, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. So what I'm trying to do is build programming. Like I want to get some type of females, right? Even though I don't fuck with that shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
have some type of show where they talk about reality shows and shit like that, love and hip hop and things
yeah.
of that nature. Even though I don't fuck with that shit, but that shit's needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
all
like
you need is one chick.
Show.
All you like you said, just have like one chick and one guy that like can give you both sides of the fence. You know what I mean? As
Absolutely.
Far as that's concerned, because you
because
you'll get
I
two
like
different perspectives.
A show, like a hip hop roundtable. Like
mm-hmm.
the thing is. I got a lot of vision, you know what I'm saying? And everybody says that, cousin. But I don't want to do it all myself, you know what I mean? I want
yeah.
to bring people in, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
what you dropped today was, like, what you dropped to me right now was complete jewels, man. And, dog, you're, like, I'm looking at the switchboard right now. Dog, I got 25 listeners. Right now, live. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Live, right now. And, like, nobody left the line when you was talking. Some people leave the line, call back in, whatever. When you
yeah.
were talking, you were dropping jewels, okay, about this music industry, about a lot of things. So, this like I said, I look at people and say, like, my man, shout out to my man Big Zal. Like, I want to do something called, like, I don't follow sports, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm a boxing head. But that talk is needed. I want to shout a show with my man called Coach Kyle's Corner when they just talk all about sports, and I have nothing
mm-hmm.
to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
it's just about getting at these people. Like, I would rather, I would love it. Like, I was sitting there, you was dropping jewels on us. You know what I mean? Like, about this industry, about this music industry. I would love, like, I know that, you know what I mean? I would, like, we would have to talk behind the scenes, but I would love for you to just have a show, you know, like, even if it's a half-hour show, and just talk about you being a guy that was in the game and talk up to these brothers and let them know what publishing is.
Yeah, I'm with it. Yeah, we can
know
have that
like,
one.
Yo, you can have my publishing, but you can't have it. You can administrate my publishing. Or, you know what I mean? Let them know because
yeah,
you're a guy,
yeah.
you know what I mean, that's been in this game and you know these things and it's not all sweet. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not all
exactly.
sweet. I mean, these are things that I would like to discuss. There's a lot of brothers, you know what I mean? Actually, you know, while we're here, like brother Joel, I mean, I would love for him to be on this platform and be able to say what the fuck he wants to say. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Love it. You know what I mean? But actually, he's starting to do that. I see some type of video he put up. But the whole thing about it is I reach out to the brothers that have something to bring to the table. You know what I mean? And I feel
yeah.
like people that's doing something, but it's always on this, now it's on the radio format. If you know, if you're that and you can't hold it down, you know what I mean? Then we, you know, let's go.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I mean, this was very entertaining today, my brother. Like, you gave us some things, being in the inside of the game, messing with Pretty Ricky, doing your thing, and the thing is, this is a jewel for these local artists. It don't be like that. When you sign to somebody like a big artist, we don't want to name drop people, but a big artist, sometimes they're not all for your best interest. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, basically.
You would think that they would want you to do that. And I remember you telling me that story, and I was like, I didn't even really get that. Like, dude, you would think they would want you guys to do that because, you know, that makes – they will be known as the guys to put on the crazy guys, the hot guys from Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but, like, that's the whole thing about this industry, man. Like, and I appreciate you dropping some jewels. Like, I'm about to go
yeah,
into overdrive right now. Cause, and the thing is, I really, 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 really appreciate you calling in, man. Give a shout-out to my motherfucking cousin Maurice, a.k.a. Hollywood. I mean, at the end of the day, how can the people – tell the people how they can get in contact with you, your Twitter handle, your Facebook handle. Tell them how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, on Twitter, what am I? A.K.A. Craven, C-K-R-A-V-I-N, which is what our name legally got changed to, you know what I mean? From Crave to Craven, because Crave was legally taken by a rock band.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You had to change that guy's name?
Yeah, like Crave was legally taken by a rock band.
Oh, really?
So it's like we couldn't use Crave. I mean, we were using it out here. You know, but like once like
hey guys, take notes. Hey guys, Robert, local rock guys, take notes. Make sure you have your business right. You know what I mean? Not no disrespect to my cousin or anything like that, and saying he was dumb with the name, but you gotta understand, you have to have your shit right, people, because you can have a name like me. This is a guy, if I wanted to go out on the stage and name myself Smoke, I can't do it. Because this is a guy named Smoke from, what's that, cousin, Ludacris, what's that?
Yeah.
The Mob, you know, I forget their name. So this guy's got to
learn.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, this guy's got to learn about the business. Like, you know, rapping. The art thing, these guys are artists. The rapping thing is going to come easy. But these guys got to know about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Can you agree with me on that one, cousin?
Yeah, that's most important for that's most important.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, like, the thing is, like, there's you may see one person or three or four people out on stage, but ultimately, there's a whole team behind cast. There's a whole team behind the act. You know what I mean? Like, when you're the artist, you're just an act. You know what I mean? There's a whole team of people around it making it go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's nobody out there just doing it themselves, or no two people or three people or four out there doing it themselves. There's, like, damn near 10 people making all the wheels go around. You know what I mean? So that artist is getting exposure and you know, being in the right places at the right times and stuff like that, and, you know, getting the best out of everything for them. There's a whole group of folks. But at the same time,
Matt,
you got to pay those folks too.
No,
you
continue,
know what I'm saying?
Continue. Drop
you know?
These rules. Continue.
I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, like, I mean, although you have your team, at the end of the day, the money that the artist is bringing in, the artist has to pay them also. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, you want your team to be happy because you still want to be doing what you're doing and being, you know what I mean, being the man or whatnot, you know. So at the same time, you got to pay your team, you know. That's what a lot of people
right,
are looking
man.
At. That's one of the reasons why Hammer went broke, because Hammer, look how big Hammer's team was. You remember Hammer, because like, Hammer used to have like 30, 40 seconds out on stage, like, yo, you sure? And then you got to think.
Playing them all 20 times on the peak just to dance.
truth. And then you got to think it's not just all those 20 to 30 people out on stage. There's even more people behind that. You know what I mean? Especially when you're dealing with more people that are involved with the show and then the act and everything. There's like an additional 10 to 15 extra people. That's
yeah.
what I'm like. So he's paying like, so he's paying like 50
man,
people.
This is, like we're about to go somewhere else with this, and the thing is,
yeah, true. This is a whole
nother
conversation.
There, but that, like, yeah, I would love for you to like tune in, and you know what, cousin, we're gonna bust it up. I'm gonna hit you up after because I like my God, I didn't even think we were gonna go in this direction. I would like to actually thank my cousin. Maurice, Hollywood Walker, man, please follow him on Facebook, Twitter, everything.
Yeah.
Man, he dropped some motherfucking jewels on us today, people. And I just want to lick a shot.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, definitely.
Because,
I gotta get
like,
going.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a guy, and it's dope for me because, like, this is my cousin. And if I want to know about some certain things on the inside, I can just reference him because he's been on the inside. He did the tours with Pretty Ricky. He did the deals with Little Flip. He knows about this shit. And it's like, you guys need to listen to this dude because he has some jewels. And like I said, I'm book smart. I know the rules of the game. From the outside reading books, but he's actually been in the game. Like I did a couple of shows, but no. Fuck me. He's been in the game, so he knows what's going on. And I would love for you, Reese, every now and then. I mean, and the thing is, you know what I was going to do today? You know what I mean? And maybe next week you can chime in because I know you have no music. You know music, but it's not that. I was going to start talking about solutions for Ferguson today. Solutions for Ferguson. And I wanted to go there. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, maybe I'll cover that next week, next Wednesday, and you can tune in because I see what you post. And you know, I need my brother, you know, my cousin, my bloodline to come on a show and just have a fast because actually today, right now on this point, you just kidnapped this show. I just sat back, drank a beer, and let you talk because I wasn't in the game. You know what I'm saying? I just did my thing from the outside looking in. You being a guy in the game, we just got to sit back and listen to you. So, therefore, I'm going to do some social commentary. Like, I'm going to have some more shows, cousin, and I would love for you to chime in on these things. Looks like you did, man.
Oh, yeah,
I've
definitely.
I've been educated
definitely.
Today. And no, all jokes, I'm not joking because I don't joke like this. I've been educated today. And I hope you people have been educated today about the music industry and some of these things work. This is my cousin. I knew him as low as a centipede ankle, people. You know what I'm saying? And he just dropped some jewels on us, and I would love for him to ride shotgun with me again. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to close the show out because, actually, hey, cousin, you've been dropping jewels on us all night, and I'm already in 25 minutes overdrive. Like, you know, we're in overdrive right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm interested. And you know what? The people are interested because they're still on the line, my brother, because I can see who's on the line. It's how I brought you
That's
in.
Cool.
I can see
yeah.
who's on the line. And the people are still
okay.
interested in what you have to say. And we have to lick a shout out to them.
Yeah, baby.
Listening to the listen to my cousin Jules. So, hey, cousin, I'm gonna call you offline in a second, and we're gonna close the show out. You know what I mean? And hey, Reese, I appreciate you again for calling in,
no doubt,
dropping some jewels on us. You just basically kidnapped the whole show, but with a lot of knowledge and a lot of things that these local guys and, well, I don't, because when I say local guys, it sounds like I'm downplaying them. You know what I mean? I'm not downplaying these brothers. You know, artists are artists, and I respect them. But it's like, you are local, and just listen to some of these jewels from a guy that been in the game, that knows the game, and know how it works. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there. You know what I mean? So, like, at the end of the day, I would love for you to ride Shaka. Like, actually, like I said, next week's show, you know what I mean, will be about, is it, you know, imperative, or do rappers have to live out their lyrics? So you being an intelligent guy, you knowing the business, you being in the game, I would love for you to ride Shotgun with me on that show. So we can, you know, and plus, you're not a rapper. You're an R&B artist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Rhythm and blues people. You know what I mean? So you can totally be objective and say, like, listen, you know what I mean? Because I got a lot to say about it, you know what I mean? But that will be next week's show, you know what I mean? Do rap, you know, upon other things, upon other social commentary, you know what I mean? But that will be one of those things. Do rappers have to live out their lyrics? And, cousin, I will get at you. I love you to death. Man,
kiss
your mom on the forehead for me. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Kiss the babies. I love you. Shout out to Aaron. Shout out the whole bloodline, man. Thank my cousin Maurice.
Aaron.
Once again, follow him at give out your shit again, man. You got to
Right, Facebook. Facebook, Maurice Hollywood Walker, and Craven. Well, excuse me, at Craven on Twitter. You know, just hit me. I'm always around.
I'm craving on Twitter, and you're not really active on Twitter, but
yeah, it's like, man, it's like sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not, you know.
Like, hey, cousin, man, I love you to death, man. Thank you for riding shotgun with me on this. We're gonna get at each other.
For sure.
I'm gonna close it out. Shout out to my cousin Maurice Hollywood Walker, giving us some jewels. All
right.
Yeah, I mean,
shout out to the listeners.
I'm
gonna
close the show out. Get at him. I'm going to close the show out. And,
all right, everybody.
My nigga.
This club on fire, and outside I bet all this money smoke. The way your body roll, I'ma lose control. Cause you got this club on fire, and outside I bet all this money smoke.
Come on, pink diamonds, pink sand bitches, Aruba. Blue sapphires on days when she feelin' Uber. She hood and in the mood when I'm in the mood. Erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever, I just wanna taste the love. Sample that product, I bet a nigga tongue go numb. She's a narcotic, that bomb shit burning, we smoking. My old flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And it's small on my back, taste some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P.I.M.P. I let Trey hit some, then Trey hit some, then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Niggas can't comprehend what the shit about. Police coming,
you like
put the shit out.
You got me high.
You know, you make a nigga won't put it down. I'm feeling like
a motherfucker. What the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like you just rolled out for me. You like smoke.
You got me high. Do high, make your love come down. One time, had it out.
What the fuck you me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise. Oh Lord, soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? know I got the kind of competition to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black. Niggas get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the shit costs. Who can set it? A house is not a home without her. I had them panties on a Greyhound filled up with powder. But what she show me, what she do for me has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You
come
like
to show
smoking,
she gon' get it.
What's up?
Make a nigga gon' put it down. I feel like I'm on the
cloud.
When
you got me feeling like a
like
sex rolled up for me, you're like smoking,
you got me high.
Ooh,
I make your love come down. One time had it out.
What the
down.
Fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me, you're like smoke.
Everybody showing the love, she at the door. Turn this bitch down, that's fire in the hole.
I'm trying to hit it and hit it, don't wanna pass it. Got me addicted, I'm tripping.
Where the stash at?
Got me high, so high. Girl, what the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You're like smoking.